And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have Carolyn Fredrickson here to talk about the Sitka Cancer Survivor Society. Welcome to Morning Edition, Carolyn.
Thank you, and good morning to you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it is our pleasure. Let's start off by talking about what the society does.
Well, I'm going to tell you our mission statement.
Perfect.
It addresses it all. It's to honor, educate, comfort, and inspire individuals and families that are afflicted by cancer.
And there are a lot of ways in which you do that. Many people may be aware of the Path of Hope, which is right behind Moeller Field. That's you folks.
Yes, it is. And coming on the air today to just make people aware of the park, a lot of Sickens, I don't think, are aware of it. So just a reminder and refresher where we are. It's back behind Moeller Field. And if you enter from the track, you can see the white arch and you can enter in that way.
Can you tell us how that park got started?
Well, it got started, actually, we started in May of 2000, and I had been down south in California, and I had driven by a park that was a cancer survivor park. So we stopped, looked through it, inspirational signs throughout, and I got the idea in my head to come back and think, gosh, there's so many Sickens dealing with cancer, what can we do to help and support them, encourage them? And so I called several ladies I knew who were survivors as myself. I am a survivor of colon liver cancer. I called Chris Candy, Bonnie Richards, Becky Johnson, Deborah Lyons, and I know I have one more. So we got together and started brainstorming, and we went and also got incorporated and for our society, and we came up with our mission statement. And let's see, and I lost my train of thought. And that we do wanted to, you know, again get incorporated, and I'm trying to.
So you are a founding member.
Yes,
of the Sitka Cancer Survivors Society. And the society started in 2000 with this park. Now it's called the Path of Hope.
Path of Hope.
Mm-hmm. Very intentionally, you have hope in that name. Why is that?
Because we do. our mission is, you know, cancer starts with can, and you can do this, and you can fight this as best you can. Positive attitude, I feel, is 100% of it. Support from your family. You know, I encourage people, send cards, give flowers, go with someone who's dealing with cancer and going through the chemotherapy. It's just great to have a wonderful support system. And any of our board members are certainly willing to help at any time to encourage them. That's the main focus. We started the park then after we got incorporated, and there was a plot of land back behind Moeller Field, and Sean McLeod told us about it. And we went and looked. We went to the city, and they generously gave us that plot of land, and it overlooks Swan Lake, which is a beautiful setting. From there, of course, we started doing our benches. They are not a memorial to anybody. They're positive sayings on there that you are going to make it. So again, it's an inspirational park, not a memorial park. The city's been very generous to us. And it's just a beautiful place to walk through.
It's very meditative. There are winding little pathways through the woods.
Oh, yeah.
These sayings that, as you said, are inspirational, and benches you can sit on, works of art, very contemplative.
Yes, absolutely. And at night, the light comes on the structure and our path of, I mean, our hope structure, the flame of hope.
The flame of hope, which
flame
is
of hope.
Sort of in the middle of the path of hope.
It is.
Like, sort of overlooking the lake.
It is overlooking. It's a pretty tall structure. And it's like our hands, you know, praising. And that's what we wanted to do and say, you know. And again, when we came up with the name, it was perfect. And I said, okay, you know, we're going to be the Path of Hope. So it just went from there.
Can I ask you which bench is yours?
Mine is the one as you come down the path by the sculpture. I'm to the left. My family's is there.
So this is a very meaningful.
It oh path very for much, you. Very much. And on my bench, I have this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And the signs throughout. What we have is a book as you enter, and it has our mission statement on it. With roses, you know, on it. And the idea is that the pages flipped off from the book, and as you go through, you can see the pages and read what inspirational sayings or quotes that we put in. So it that's the idea of it.
Well, so. In addition to the Path of Hope, you also have a grant fund. And you've been giving out grants to individuals and families to help them through their cancer treatment. Tell us about the fund.
I sure will. And actually, our grant program, it's a mini grant, and we fund up to $500 to individuals, of course, affected by cancer. Family members and friends can apply for the other person for their behalf. We do need a physician's signature to clarify the eligibility of the funds. The funds are possible from donations and grants from, of course, our Ocean Wave quilters that we do the quilt raffle every year, the Julie Hughes Triathlon, Sitka Women's Golf League, the Pioneer Bar, just several other people to Sitka Community Hospital, Hope Floats from Search, Breast Cancer Awareness Walk, and several other donors, the Rasmussen Foundation too. And they can, anybody who is interested in getting one can go to Candy's Sicurility, and she has the applications there, or any of our board members.
What kinds of things do you fund through the grant? What will you pay for? What will you help with your funds?
Well, we're hoping to help with travel, especially if they have to go certainly down south for treatment or Juneau, or, you know, hotels are expensive, food is expensive, to help with that. We do ask for some receipts, but we're not policing it, if that makes sense, because if someone needs that, they can use it to what they need and their needs. In fact, this morning I just talked to a sweet lady, and she's using it to help with daycare. So just to, you know, make people aware that we have these.
And there's a big need in Sitka.
Absolutely, there's a big need. Just for some history real quick, we started, actually, go back a little ways here. I think our park was actually completed December 2010. At the end of December 2010, we did 14 grants, 2011, 23, 2012, 32, 2013, 30, 2014, 14, 2014, 14, and last year we had 22. So there are a lot of people dealing with cancer in Sitka.
I think it's, in a lot of respects, these are silent experiences that people go through. I think there's a lack of awareness. How many people are living with and dealing with cancer in our community? And it seems like one of your functions of your organization is that you help bring that into the light, which is so wonderfully illustrated by the light in the Path of Hope.
Right, absolutely. We also help fund the support group, and I believe it's the third, and I know the lady's name, the third Sunday of the month, and she meets at the Pioneer at the Braveheart office,
the Pioneer Home Manager's House,
and I believe it's 1 o'clock. And she's in the paper every month, telling for the support group. So we encourage people who are dealing with their families, if they can go there and they talk about it and just support one another. So it's a great meeting, a great group.
Well, the Ocean Wave Quilters Raffle you mentioned is one of the ways that you raise funds for the grant. For the grant funds, and that's happening.
It is happening, and we're selling the raffle tickets now. They're $5 for them, and anybody can get one from our board member, or certainly go into Abby's Reflection and Quilt Works. And there are three prizes, which is cool. All right, we're the 15th year of them supporting and doing the quilt for us, these sweet ladies. And it's Turquoise Turning 15 is the name of the quilt, and it's beautiful. The second drawing is Live Life Love a Lap Quilt by Sarah Jordan. And the third prize is by our Linda Janicek.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing beaded moccasins, and she will make them to fit, and they're beautiful. So, that, you know, so it's a worthwhile, I feel, $5.
Well, there is a number folks can call if they'd like to learn more about the society, whether it's the grants program, whether it's the quilt fundraiser, mm-hmm. or the cancer survivors group. And that's 747-7244. Is that correct? It's on your...
Well, let's see. You know what? Let's do my phone
number. Okay, let's do your phone number.
Yes. Okay, because it's 907-623-0634.
Okay. Well,
mm-hmm. And do you have a few more minutes?
We do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. I also want to make sure everybody's aware of the cleaning of the park, the maintenance of it, and how all of that started too. Susan Padilla and Bobby Carlson, when they retired, thought, okay, what can we do meaningful project in town? And they took our Path of Hope project on. So they have been cleaning and planting and weeding and for a long time. And we're grateful to them because the city does not clean the park because it's personally, you know, we own it. And so it's our responsibility to keep it clean. A lot of vandalism is happening, and they're painting, stabbing, you know, the benches where the nameplates are, signing their name and that kind of thing. So, and it seems to be increasing. So we do want the police to make a little bit more checks. There it is, a little isolated in there, and hope to get a camera someday in there too, and some garbage cans and a doggy dispensers so people can, you know, help pick up the garbage in there and the refuge. So we really thank them. They don't want any thanks, or they don't want any money for this. It's certainly, of course, all volunteer, which we all are, you know, the volunteers there, but they're wonderful to do this.
Well, wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much.
It's our pleasure. We've been speaking with Carolyn Fredrickson with the Sitka Cancer Survivor Society. If you'd like to learn more about the society, you can call Carolyn at 623-0634.